Hello, good morning. Welcome to The Sound Show. Saturday, August 7th. I told SMJ that I didn't really want to talk on Skype today, but I don't know. So now he, I guess he's taking his, what my fucking mic is this? Tap, tap, tap. Okay, you need to turn that up a little bit. That's better. I like that little edge, that little gainy edge. Anyway, so now he doesn't have his headset out. So it's all the deal is done. And I also quit my terminal. So I don't have any social buzz in my ear today. I don't know. What did I want to do? That's right. Last week I did like a half an hour show. I've never done that. I've been threatening to do that for as long as I can remember. And I finally did it. And it turned out the archive of my show was an hour and 22 minutes long. I guess the archives of my show, I don't know, I can't figure out what's going on. SMJ can't figure out what's going on. So, but they're like the time is wrong every time. And I suspect what's going on is it's repeating a segment of the show. It's either that or it's stretching it out. But I don't think it's that. I think you'd be able to hear that, like if it was time stretched or something. I think it's repeating a segment of it. And there was also the deal, like... it would show a length of an hour and 15 minutes, but it wouldn't actually be that long. But I think this is another problem because it is actually an hour and 15 minutes. But I tried listening to the whole hour, the whole supposedly hour show to find out what where the repeat was, and I couldn't find it. But it's partially because I just don't want to listen to my whole show, which maybe says something. If it's painful listening to my entire show, I don't know, maybe I better reconsider what I do here. But I was thinking, like, is there a way to diagnose this? Is there a better way? Like, if I could do one of my shows and just count, or like use a robot voice to, make everybody suffer, but it would be okay because it's for the sake of tech diagnosis, all is forgivable. So I would just do a count, you know, and then I would be able to tell like where the seconds don't match the actual time. I don't know. It's an idea. Maybe I'll do that next time. I'll just have a count show. I'm going to turn my headphones down a little bit. That might make it. Yeah, headphones down. Oh, I think I'll turn my voice down a little tiny hair. Teeny, teeny, teeny little hair. Oh, woogity boogity, woogity boogity, woogity boogity boogity. Wrong one. God damn it, you idiot. All right. So, I did have one thing in Logic Pro, but it's kind of a BS thing. Like, I don't know. I didn't really work very hard on it, but I thought I kind of liked the way it sounded, so I saved it. Maybe that's enough guitar playing for today. Maybe I can take that away. Of course, now this microphone's all high up. Let me change that. Okay, you know, it's in a sense it's easier to do a keyboard show than it is to do a guitar show because with the guitar you're strapped in and you're just tortured. Torture. Can I take this off? No, I can't. I'm permanently stuck with my what the fuck is this? Guitar strap necklace, because I can't take it off without taking off my headphones. And that just will not do. I will not take off my headphones. It's like a roller girl in the movie Boogie Nights, you know, about the porn actresses. She refuses to ever take off her roller skates. So she says, I don't take off my skates. That's me. I don't take off my headphones. I got a browser in front of me, an evil browser, because I had the Sine Wave 440 YouTube, because I was tuning my guitar. It had fallen somewhat flat, but these strings are holding up pretty well. Intonation is holding up pretty well. And I think they may be going, they're not quite what they were. I can't remember when I put them on. I would say 3 weeks ago. Maybe 2 weeks, three. I know my cousin, the professional classical guitarist, changes his strings, I think in some ridiculous interval, like every week or something like that. And he said it's because he gets sponsored. So he gets endless free strings in the mail. He gets them from Augustine and Daddario. So he was going to send me a bunch, but he's a flake, so he never did. But I wonder about that because it takes so long. It takes about a week for strings to stop behaving shittily. So you never get a respite from your strings slipping if you change your strings every week. Maybe he's so good. He has some very specific advice for me for when putting strings on, like that I hadn't even considered. Like it matters exactly the angle of this and that, and whether or not the little end of string is on one side or the other side, or blah, blah, or the specific angle where the string is coming into the nut. Ooh. Anyway, so this thing that I was playing with, I'll just play it for you. Sort of sounds like, I titled it Techno, T-E-C-H-N-O. I already have a techno with a K, but that was actually evil techno. So here's techno. Isn't that restful? I'll fade out. So this is the beat. This is the Logic Pro drummer. And right now, well, you know, the Logic Pro drummer's got all these characters. So this character is Anton. It says Anton. Let me turn Anton down a bit so I can hear myself think. Anton is a rap icon, a fashion mogul, and a producer. And he creates polished, modern hip-hop beats with mainstream commercial appeal. So, I kind of like the way that sounded. And then let's start. This is under the hip-hop section. I like the Logic Pro drummer, auto drummer, just because it's so basic and so, like, you know, idiot-proof. It's so geared towards idiots, people that really don't want to do any work, but still say, I made this! So that's me. I'm a piece of shit! So anyway, the three drummers they have under hip-hop are Dez, who plays trap, Anton, who plays modern hip-hop, and Maurice, who plays boom bap. So let's do a Maurice on the beat. 2, 3, 4. Come on. That wasn't my fault. That was Logic Pro. They did that. It was a little pause. So you can hear the boom. That was his fill at the end of the thingy, the end of the bar. All right, let's try Dez. This is weird. There's so many. It's always on the offbeat, and it's got these funny hi-hat things going on. It's almost kind of hard to conceptualize a beat. Like, it's difficult to dance to, basically. So this is a trap door. No. So that's the name of the kit. It's trap door. So assuming like the style of music is trap music, and I guess that's a southern kind of hip hop. Well, it says right here, but you know, they got this song, "Meet Me at the Club, It's Going Down." "Meet Me at the Trap, It's Going Down." "Meet Me at the Mall, It's Going Down." That's my favorite part, where he says, "Meet Me at the Mall." Anyway, but a trap is a like a house, like a crack house, like an abandoned house where everybody goes to do drugs. So name a style of music after it. Anyway, the description. Okay. It's Billy Corgan. Quiet, I am slamming. Okay, drawing inspiration from Southern hip-hop, Dez creates raw-sounding trap beats featuring trunk-rattling kicks. Trunk? Now, what does that mean? A trunk? There's like a trunk full of objects? Or is that like your trunk is in your torso? Why trunk? Oh, I the trunk of the car because it's got the car stereo. Duh. I'm so stupid. Drawing inspiration from a Southern hip hop, Dez creates raw sounding trap beats featuring trunk rattling kicks and a rapid fire. It's those rapid fire hi-hats that I find weird. So let's try this trap beat and couple it with that my instrumental track and see if it makes any musical sense. A little bit. But it's still a little bit beat-defying. Like, it's so complicated that it's hard to dance to, basically. So it doesn't have that, you know, it doesn't have that driving beat. Like, contrast it with a pop rock beat. It just, like a metronome. Boom, boom, boom. But that trap beat is so complex, it's like you lose track of the metronome. So this is actually pretty slow. This is 82 beats per minute. Speed it up to... This is 90. This is 100. It's getting a little too fast. This is way too fast. This is 111. I say it's too fast because that arpeggio is going by so quickly, it's hard to keep track of. So I think 100 is about the limit. Maybe 85. That's maybe too slow. Let's try 90. Let's do 90. Or no, 91. 94. 95. 95. Maybe 100. Okay, well, let's keep it on 100. Anyway. Hush. Can't hear myself think. Anyway, this chord nirvana is an instrument. It actually originally sounded... Okay, let's put it on 100 beats per minute. It sounded like this. Now compare it to my altered chord nirvana. It's exactly half as fast. So I don't know what they're thinking with this. A little bend. A little mod wheel. Ugh, mod wheel does not do anything good. So basically, what I did was just made it. I took the arpeggiator and I changed it from, I think it was 32nd notes, and I changed it to 16th notes. Or maybe I changed it from 16th to 8th. I can't remember. One of those. So I made the chord nirvana half as fast. And I've got a Berlin Experience track with which I can play a solo. Pretty soft. Oh, wrong button. A little loud, isn't it?
Yeah.
Be a little quieter. Trying to do some bending, but never quite works out. I'm going to play my favorite clip for you real quick, just because it really resonates with me. This is a YouTube clip. I got it bookmarked as didn't work out, and it's Norm Macdonald.
Uh-huh. Didn't work out. So anyway, but what I want to tell you is that... Didn't work out.
I think I did this before on the sound show. I was playing Norm MacDonald saying, didn't work out, didn't work out, didn't work. Yeah, I did. I did this several weeks ago. Anyway, so yeah, it very much resonates. I say that to myself, like when I think about, you know, something that I failed at. I go, didn't work out. Let's hear it again.
Didn't work out.
Norm. Norm MacDonald. Very, very interesting. You like that chord, Nirvana? I kind of like it. I find it restful. And I like it with a beat. I just like listening to this. Let's change the drummer back to that weird hip-hop, or not so weird hip-hop. There, that's much hipper. Rock is dead, man. Rock is for white people. White people. Black people. Doot, 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 doot. Did you ever hear that? It's another thing I could play for you on YouTube. If you burr with me, sir. I wonder if I can find it fast. Fast, fast, fast. Gotta be fast, gotta be fast. Let's type white people. Oh, what's his name show up? Black people. Does it even show up? I can recognize it by sight. No, I don't see it on the first page, so fuck it, I failed. It was a flash, so I'll type in flash. Yes, okay, I typed in flash and it worked. Okay, so here's this.
White people, black people, do 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 do. White people, black people, do 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 do. White people, black people, do 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 do. White people, black people, do 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 do.
So this goes on for 10 minutes. It could have been longer. Every once in a while, you find a YouTube that's like a 10-hour loop of something. Like, actually, I used that to tune my guitar for a long time. It was a 10-hour 440 hertz sine wave. Anywho, I should have put down my guitar. I should pick it back up again, maybe. Yeah, I think I will pick back up my guitar, because, I mean, you know.
Excuse me.
I was going to talk about my crippling depression today, but I think I'll just play guitar instead. Oh, but I moved the goddamn mic. God, so, life's so hard. So hard. All these things that need to be done in life. Things that need to be done in life. 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 Oh, shit. 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 Come on. Come on. Ooh. I'm not feeling particularly inspired to do anything today. I don't know. Maybe I will. No, I can't, because I told SMJ that I wasn't going to call him, and he put away his headset. So I don't want to make him get out his headset. And he said he would just listen today. So I think that I will allow SMJ to just listen, even though I really don't have anything to say. Thank you. whole random fingers down in random places method of guitar. Every once in a while you discover something, like this. I always think this sounded like good kind of modern music, like a modern music trope. Kind of stagger your finger picking a bit. Get some lyrics. Toads, ugly and red. That's very hard. Toads, ugly and red. Toads, ugly and red. I don't have the skills ors for that. To keep up that pattern. Oops, wrong fret. Yeah, to keep up that pattern of finger picking and like say words at the same time is hard for me, okay? It's hard for me, okay? 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 It's hard! What, how many times I play that in my life? Fucking Jimi Hendrix chord. E dominant 7 sharp 9. With the dissonance between the major third and the sharp nine, which is enharmonically the same thing as a minor third. So it's a semiterre. No, it's a major 7 apart. That sounds like pretty much the most dissonant interval. But then when I play this, it sounds almost kind of, well, it would sound nice if that major third on top weren't so fucking sharp. That's like the ultimate jazz chord, major 7. But I remember I played this for somebody back in college. I asked him how this chord, I played it on the piano, I think, like a major 7 chord. And I asked him how it sounded, and he said, dissonant as fuck. So I don't know. Maybe not all ears like that major 7 sound. Ooh, you hear that buzz? No, it's not doing it. Move my guitar around a little bit. I guess that sounds good. They say that you're always fighting. I don't know if they say this. I think I'm full of shit. But I say that you're always fighting bassiness when miking an acoustic guitar, and it really matters like how far away you put your mic, and if you mic the guitar too closely, you can get an overwhelmingly bassy sound. And this is kind of borderline, but maybe it's just a nice bass. It sounds bassy to me. Maybe it's good though. I suck at guitar. I think, though, if you're like an improvising player, it's very easy. Like, it varies depending on your mood and just what you're wanting to do, how your brain is working on that day. So it's very easy to get yourself into a place where you think, you know, I really suck because all I can play is this crap because I can't, you know, I'm just not inspired enough to come up with any good stuff to play. So, probably would be a good exercise for me to do more recital, but I really, really, really suck at it. Like, I'm clumsy, I forget stuff all the time, like, you know, it is really bad. I'm just more suited to improvising. But the thing is, you really have to be in a better mood. But that may also be true for recital, too. Ooh, my door is open, and I heard some noises. Hope nobody's lurking. That was sort of how I started off making music, or like the sort of the structure that I had in my head when I was a teenager. Like, you come up with a riff, and you just repeat it. You make up some lyrics over the riff, then you change the riff for the chorus, make up some other lyrics that repeat. So you just like a verse chorus structure, and it's all riff based. So it's a very easy, kind of lazy way to make a song. I can feel sweat dripping down my naked torso. Oh, that's the big news. Is suddenly we are inundated with, I'm basically surrounded by fires. So we are inundated with smoke. It's everywhere. The air quality last night, I don't know if this number means anything to you, but it was 415, which is very, very bad. I saw that on my iPhone. It was like close to the very right-hand edge of the air quality scale. Like, it can't get much worse than that. I don't know if it were 100% bad, what it would be. Just like pure soot. Like, you're just breathing in a cloud of suspended soot into your lungs. But anyway, so, and I, for this reason, we didn't open the windows last night. So it got really hot in my room, and it started to drive me crazy. And eventually, I just made the decision, you know, I would rather die of brain cancer, whatever, whatever the smoke is supposed to do to you. I'd rather do that than be hot. So I opened my windows, and it just smelled like a campfire in my room. It's still... Well, I can't really tell. Maybe it does, but I'm just acclimated to it. But if you go outside, it's hazy. Like, you look at a tree, like, 100 yards away, and it's hazy looking. You know, it's kind of a fuzzy tree. Isn't that a 60s song? Itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. Anyway, so yeah, it's hazy, smoky, and we are surrounded by, well, the big one is, what is that? Like, they all have their stupid little names that they give them. I don't know how these fires get named, or who names them, or if it's just like the first guy to call it or something. Like, I call this fire. So I think the newest one is the River Fire. And then there's the Tamarack Fire, which is just south of Lake Tahoe. And there's one, those names escaping me, that's actually the biggest fire right now in the state of California. It broke some record. I think it might be the biggest fire ever or something. I don't know. I'm talking out of my butt, but relying on my poor, poor, poor memory. Tap. Wah, yeah, baby. Wah, baby. Life. It's another instrument I can play. Stick to synthesizer. I'm going to do soundscapes, because soundscapes are all nice and weird. What could this be? It's called Glass Sky. I guess it's kind of cool. I don't know. Starts getting low. Oh, I kind of like that. When you use some of these soundscape effects and you bring them low, go even lower. You know, because there's a lot of high notes in there. Oh. It's got that pitch in there. So really, take it all the way down as far as it can go. This is the lowest. So that's interesting. It's got some weird artifacty stuff going on because it's so slow and low. But at the same time, it's got some discernible pitches because they were so high to begin with. Like if I play a middle C. Yeah, there's some real squeakers in there. Some, I guess they're supposed to be harmonics. You can kind of play this like an instrument. This one is Dystopian Soundscape. Ready? I suspect the mod wheel will do funny things. Well, not really. Mod wheel is often such a disappointment. What note is that? Is it a C?
Yes.
Boy, that doesn't sound like anything. I'm playing a C chord on the piano, on the synth, on the synth, man, and it does not sound like a C chord at all. It's got so many extraneous tones in there. Tones. Here's a weird one. Bear with me. Here we go. That's not actually a diatonic chord. A diatonic would be B diminished, and I didn't know how to play B diminished on the guitar. I guess you play it like this. That's not right. That's right. Is that a B? Is that even a B? No, that's not a B. This would be half diminished. I don't know. I'm an idiot. So okay, B, B, B. There's B. So play it up here. That's right. That's the white keys. B, D, F. So it's two minor thirds stacked on top of each other. Oops. And yeah, I mean, my theory is just bad. But with the diminished chord, though, you can do this funny thing, because it's just a stack of minor thirds, so you can play it rooted in a lot of different ways if you just slide the chord shape on the neck down a minor third. That's all the same chord. So just keep on moving the minor third stack up and up and up. Fun fact, factoid. Fret buzz there. I think that maybe I should raise my action a little bit. I was kind of addicted to this idea. I thought the lower the action, the better the intonation would be, but I think that's BS. I think I need to raise my action a little bit because I get a lot of buzz. Heard it there. Yeah. Hear that? Play gently. The Nirvana riff. Oops, I think it's actually F. So I don't think he does the harmonics there. He actually frets it on the F, on the 13th fret, and just plays that. Rather than doing the, which is like, you know, a little common thing to do with the guitar. I will not play another Jimi Hendrix chord. I almost did, but I stopped myself. I'll play this instead. Which is close. This is just a minor 9. And I always thought it sounded good with a dominant chord with, what the fuck is that? A sharp five. Is a dominant chord. So yeah, a dominant chord with a sharp five leading into a minor nine is the one. You can kind of do that funny dissension thing. 9:36, I've gone 35 minutes, all on my own. Ho, 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 ho. I should talk about more things. Generally, I think the balance needs to shift in favor of discussing things. Well, discussing the smoke and the wildfires and how generally this is a bad place to live. I think that my life got worse when I moved to California. But I think it's also like a thing, a California thing is to hate California. So I think it really makes me a true Californian. Now that I've been here 6 years or something, roughly 6 years, I can say I don't like it. I'd rather be somewhere else. So that makes me an essential Californian. Now I can never leave. Hotel California, once you start hating California, that if the first time you say, oh man, I don't like California very much, that's when your roots grow down and you can never set foot outside the boundaries of California ever again. Oh man, I was looking on one of my favorite sites. It's called MapFight. I think the domain extension is something weird like XYZ, but I would just Google MapFight and you can compare the size of different, not only countries, but any kind of political geographical entity. Like I was comparing the Sahara Desert to the United States, and the Sahara Desert is bigger than the United States, and that's just weird to me. Like, I didn't realize the Sahara Desert was that huge. Anyway, so I was comparing Germany, California, and France. Those three. So, and California is a little bigger than Germany, but a little smaller than France. So that's a tidbit. Another bit of trivia for you. This buzz is starting to bug me, man. A little beat here. I'll turn down all these tracks and I'll just use the beat machine to give myself a little beat. Kind of fun. Who is this again? This is Dez. I always think about Dez. No, it's Anton. Sorry. Dez's Trap. That's the weird one. Let's just play with the drummer. I like doing that. It's very low effort. That's so strange. Like, how can you even, man. All right, where's the edit field? That's not right. Click the wrong thing. Okay, so I can change parameters. I can make it simple. That gets rid of the hi-hat entirely. So I guess the simple complex axis tells us how furiously Dez is whapping his hi-hat. Turn up a little bit. There's a little bit of tick-tick. Oh. Here's zero. Let's try to get it one increment above zero. There. Tick. I heard that one tick. A little bit more. There's two tick ticks. There's another tick. So this one is, ooh, what was that? Where's, is there a, oh yeah, for fills. Okay, I can turn up the fills all the way. So at the very end, we'll do something crazy. That was so stupid. Let's turn it, make it all the way complex. Ah! This is ridiculous. This is supposed to be a beat? It's not a beat. This is experimental percussive. Experimental percussion. Like, I can't discern anything there. Are you supposed to dance to that? 2, 3, 4. I mean, you can sort of, but it's hard. You know, it's unnecessarily convoluted. It's an unnecessarily convoluted rhythm. 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. Here's the fill. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, Dez, that's enough out of you. Let's go back to rock. White people. Kyle. That's a nice white name. Maybe they did it on purpose. They chose Kyle so it would sound as white as possible. This is what Kyle plays. Let's make Kyle loud and complex. I'll play you.
Oh yeah, baby.
Didn't work out. Oops. My fingers are tired. I think even theoretically, I cannot get into copyright trouble for playing Bach from memory. I think that would be impossible, even by a genius computer alien lawyer to argue in court. Maybe, okay, so here's what the genius alien computer lawyer would say. That I had heard certain recordings that are copyrighted because they were recorded and intended for sale by a certain particular orchestra and a certain particular conductor and a certain particular... So I heard that piece. And when I play it from memory, I am imitating that piece. And essentially, it's no different from playing the Stairway to Heaven riff. So that's what the genius alien lawyer would say. So it would be a matter... Then the other lawyer would say, that's fucking stupid. Bach's been in the public domain for X centuries. You just can't do that, man. See, it's because I think actually, I mean, because I can't really make an argument against it. I can argue the alien lawyer, but I can't do the counter. I can't do the defense. But maybe that's just my own. I often argue with myself, and I always lose, in fact. But it's a question like, which one is me? But so it's the person who starts the argument that I start first is the one that loses. So I'll bring something up and then I'll start to counterpoint it. And then I can't come up with a counterpoint. So that's what I mean by I always lose arguments with myself. It's very distressing. I had a little friend named Lee. This is my oldest friend. Our mothers were pregnant together back in Montreal. And his name is Lee. And he had this little sneaky kind of rascal laugh that he would do. I remember one time my mom invited him to my birthday party. And as soon as he got there, he's holding my present and he says, "We got you Lego." Because it was just thrilling to him to tell me what he had gotten, so he could spoil it. I didn't mind. I didn't care. But his mom was really upset, and she goes, "Lee." Then remember, she said, "Oh, we better go," like threatening to leave the party. Then my mom goes, "Oh no, please." road. So all this is recorded in my memory. All these sonic artifacts are recorded. I tried to do this before and I failed fucking miserably. I'm gonna try again. That's the note I gotta start on.
The autumn leaves.
No, I'm gonna fail too hard. I can't. For some reason, that was the only thing I really ever learned in jazz guitar class. This is the song they started me on, was Autumn Leaves. So I was fucking it up, but it's basically like that. So, and it was originally like a pop song, like not jazz at all. A lot of the real old jazz things in the real book didn't really start off jazz. They got jazzified. They're standards. So they're basically pop tunes from the 40s. This is a pop tune from the 40s called Autumn Leaves. You can look it up on YouTube. And basically, the thing I remember, the chords. And so this gets taught a lot. This is something I've been over on previous sound shows. But since all my archives are gone, I might as well recreate them. That's another advantage to having my archives gone, is you never know what I'm when, because I repeat myself quite often on the sound show. So anyway, this song is in E minor. Although, actually, this is a funny story, is that it's written in E minor, but most often it gets played in G minor. For some reason, I think it's the whole B-flat thing, because the relative major of G minor is B-flat major, and then there's this funny thing with B-flat and jazz. I think because the horns are all stuck in B-flat. But anyway, so you're not cool unless you play it in G minor. So it was written in E minor, but they teach it to beginning jazz guitar players in E minor, because E minor is like the key for the guitar. So those chords are going to be A minor 7, D, D9, G major 7, C major 7, then F sharp 7, no, F sharp minor 7 flat 5. And there's B7. And back to E minor. And the song is like, the autumn leaves are falling down. Something, 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 something. It goes like that. So I did a chord melody for this, but I don't remember it. It was good. Or you can play this. But except you get that buzz. That's so shitty. I gotta fix that. That's awful. So something like that. Anyway, that was the only jazz thing I learned. I went through a little period back in the early 2000s where I actually tried to learn more of those jazz standards from the real book. Not totally unsuccessfully. I learned a few. I came up with chord melodies for a few of them, and I even recorded them, but I've totally forgot them now. Like, I did one for Green Dolphin Street, one for Misty, which is a good one. Look at me, I'm as helpless as a kitten in a tree. I started way too low, and I think that I'm hanging from a cloud. I can't understand, I get misty just holding your hand. Misty. Is it illegal to play Christmas music on August 7th? I think it is. I think it is illegal. 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 some lyrics. I can play these drums myself. What drum kit is this? This is SoCal, aka Southern California. Let's compare it to Blue Ridge. SoCal is much poppier, much spicier, much more excited. I say a bunch of BS words that basically mean more treble or more volume. More explosive. I'm sure you can hear my fingers on the keyboard. That's the thing. That's the thing. That's the thing. That's the thing. Oh, I ruined it. That's right. I did it. Now that I'm in the final 5 minutes, I can feel I can relax. It just doesn't matter what I do. It doesn't, not that it ever did, but... So SMJ, I'm sorry I didn't talk to you today. I gotta do a show. I gotta do a show on my own every once in a while. So I think I need a new, what do you call this thing? Saddle. I think I might have a couple of saddles in my guitar drawer. I thought I was going to get in. That was actually, I'll tell you a sad story before I go today. When, before we left for this godforsaken state, back when we were still in Maryland, which although, except for the humidity, Maryland is a pretty nice place. Really, the only thing shitty about Maryland is the humidity, which is a pretty big shitty. But once you get used to it and just like you accept it, it's like, okay. So if you could somehow transport the dryness of California to Maryland, I think then Maryland would be the perfect place to live. If you can afford it, that's the thing. Maryland is incredibly expensive. California is a little junkier than Maryland. Maryland is pretty rich and manicured. And what was my sad story again? Now I totally forgot my train of thought. I'm such a retard. I'm such a fagtard. Probably Publius is going to yell at me. I don't think he doesn't like pejorative language against, I don't want to say oppressed, but against, what do you call it? Weak groups? I don't know. It's getting myself in more and more trouble here. Like, he really didn't like when I said the word spurg. But I'm kind of a spurg myself, so I feel like it's allowed. I'm reclaiming it. Ugh, out of tune. But that just, you know, maybe I'm just, these strings are just, they're starting to suffer a little bit. Check my octaves. I wish I could remember what my sad story was. It was something about Maryland. Something about moving to California and something about Maryland, but I'll never remember it at this point. It'll probably occur to me like as the show's about to close. So I have this problem during conversations. And actually, it makes me interrupt people, because if I don't say my piece, I can't wait for someone to finish their thought and remember what I was going to say. I don't have that short term, like, little storage space for words. So if I didn't interrupt, I would never say anything. So that gets you into trouble in this day and age. I was at a Unitarian church, like, not a Bible, the equivalent of a Bible study. So just like a group talk. And I would just, I think, like, sometimes it's just in the natural course of conversation, you finish somebody's thought or you elaborate and you kind of talk while they're talking. But there's a real sensitivity to that now, especially they call it man-terrupting. So this woman got really pissed off and said, "Can I finish my sentence, please?" And I was like, "Oh, I should have known before this happened, the group leader said, "This is a safe space." So that's one of those words you got to watch out for. Somebody said, "This is a safe space." It's not a safe space. It's like, it means the opposite of what it actually means. So I never went back to that group, and I burned it down. I burned down all their houses and raped their pets. I suck at piano. SMJ is much better at piano than I am. Comparison is the thief of joy. You ever heard that one? That's a good one. It's partially I can't reach the keyboard. I'm stretching my hand. That's my excuse for not being very good. I only have one hand because I'm holding a guitar. So what do you want from me, man? What the fuck you want from me? What you want from me, bitch? 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 2 minutes left. What chord was that? B? Yeah. See, I'm very bad at knowing what chord I'm playing. I never learned the neck very well. Like, I learned, like, the first position stuff, but then I just never learned past that. I transitioned from class guitar to just learning on my own, just kind of BS, you know, Led Zeppelin book of Led Zeppelin tab method of guitar playing, and I just never learned. Like, I don't know what note this is. I have no idea. I mean, I'm looking at it. I can figure it out, but just looking at it and playing it, I don't know. No, I still don't know. Okay, so it's an A flat. All right, I had to do 2 octave jumps before I knew what note that was. That is my great shame. Great shame. Speaking of Celts, Eamon W. came into PCOM the other day, and he was talking about monitors. He was talking about video games. It was Eamon W. and Randy and Tom were all talking in PCOM. It was like a revival of COM of days of yore. Ah, the memories. Thanks, SMJ, for all the memories. 20 years of my life. House of the Rising Sun. Oh, bye.